Justin Fluke back with you now, talking D-West boys basketball with head coach Derek Shelton joining us. The Mustangs 3-7 on the season, but playing some really good basketball here as of late. Had won two games in a row and then played Hanover really, really tough on Monday earlier this week. Of course, the Twin Valley League tournament is going on. And let's start with that on Saturday, coach. You had your first round game and a win against Onega, 55-42, the final score in that game. So, you know, Saturday morning, that's a little bit different after a bit of a drive, I know, to get the guys up and kind of locked in and focused. But sounded like you played pretty well against Onega Saturday to get in the winner's bracket.
Yeah, we played pretty well offensively. I thought we did a lot of good things. First half defensively, I didn't think we were as good as what we needed to be. And we made a few adjustments at halftime with how we were going to guard the post. They really kind of went at us in the post in the second quarter. But we adjusted some things, and, you know, we held them to 13 points in the second half. It was by far our best half of basketball from a defensive standpoint we've done all year. So, you know, saw a lot of good things and, you know, just trying to build on it.
We've been talking about, you know, some of your guys and how much balance you have. I noticed in that game, you know, Colton Peterson, 15, Kobe Windmeyer, 11, Cooper Everly, 9, Dustin Veach had 8. So seems like you're still getting more balance. And, you know, even in the loss against Hanover, you were able to score the basketball pretty well, 56 points. So you feel like the offense is gaining confidence and just being a lot more efficient right now?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I tell the kids every day in practice, you know, we talk about, you know, it's any game. It could be any one of our six kids could be our leading scorer. You know, we don't depend on just one kid to do all of our scoring and, you know, to try to take what the team's given us. Every team's done something a little defensively a little different against us, taking away a certain kid here or there. And, you know, we're finally learning how to adapt to that and kind of take what they give us.
The game against Hanover, the quarterfinals mentioned, you ended up falling 70-56, but came out in another game in which you shot the threes pretty well, had a lead at the end of the first quarter, and played pretty well until the last few minutes of the game. But what did you learn, I guess, from the game against Hanover? And overall, especially on offense, looked like you really played pretty well for most of the game.
Yeah, I think that game, I learned quite a bit about our team. You know, I was a little nervous, no school that day, and our girls played at 3:15 that day, and we went ahead and went out and watched them and just sat there, you know, and watched, you know, four games in a row there of basketball before us. So I was a little nervous whether that was the right decision or not, but, you know, the way the boys came out with, I mean, it was might have been the most energy I think we've had in the first quarter all year, and, you know, we played pretty well. And then we just kind of went through a little dry spell offensively there in the fourth quarter where we just didn't knock down the shots that we've kind of hit all year, and we battle foul trouble. But with six kids, that's what, you know, we got to learn to play without fouling. But yeah, you know, we had the ball down six with 4 minutes to go in the game. You know, if you would have told us that before the game, you know, we would have took that in a heartbeat, you know, playing against a team like that. So some good things, but we got a lot of things to improve on, and we got to find a way to close out some games.
You're going to play back-to-back nights Friday at 6 o'clock against Blue Valley Randolph, and then you'll play Saturday afternoon as well. So a couple more chances here to finish this tournament out. You're going to get four games in, and obviously every game's a good challenge in this tournament for sure. But what have you done the last couple of days, I guess, just to get the guys ready for back-to-back games and trying to finish this tournament strong?
Well, yesterday was one of our lighter practices of the year. You know, we didn't go as long as we normally did, just went in, worked some defensive stuff, got a lot of shots up, and, you know, we try to save the kids, you know, their legs a little bit. And then today we'll get back after it, and tomorrow will be a little pregame, some scout stuff, and then Friday we'll be ready to go.
Well, best of luck finishing that tournament, Coach. Hopefully your team keeps playing well. We'll look forward to chatting more and catching up next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Justin.
Coach Derek Shelton of the D-West Boys. The Mustang Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bendina State Bank and Bank of Highland. Also by Triple L Tire in Highland.